On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 5 gold rings. 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Also with us this week, Alan Calvert, who's a physicist. Alan, you've been looking into some famous gold rings in science history. What have you got for us?
Right. I think possibly the best known gold rings in physics and medicine were the ones on the hand of Mrs. Röntgen. Wilhelm Röntgen discovered X-rays in 1895 and published an X-ray photograph of his wife's hand with apparently one very thick wedding ring on it. I've tried to look up, tried to get a reasonable copy of this photograph, and I'm rather baffled. I've now come across 5 different images, each of which claims to be Anna Bertha Röntgen's hand with a wedding ring.
You must have a lot of hands.
Yeah. The one I think is most likely is actually of a right hand with what appears to be 2 quite thin rings on it. And this is... I'm still not entirely convinced. The photograph that is most often appears in textbooks is of a left hand with a wedding ring on this thick wedding ring on the ring finger, and it appears to be signed and has some sort of provenance. The problem is that the German tradition is not to wear 2 rings, but to have 1 ring on engagement, and on marriage it's transferred from the left hand to the right hand.
Right.
So now I'm prepared to believe that the likely photographs of Anna Bertha Röntgen's hand are actually of a right hand, and I've now found one which is paired with a photograph of a slightly chubby woman with fairly small hands who seems to have a single thin ring on her right hand, and I believe that's probably the only actual photograph.
Do you not think that she was exposed to so many X-rays that she just grew 15 extra hands, and that could account for the anomaly?
No, this was definitely the first X-ray ever published.
I also like the way he experimented on his wife and didn't do it on himself.
Yeah.
Interesting. Obviously a brave physicist. Hugh?
Can you actually tell that they're right or left hands? With an X-ray, could be flipped upside down on the photograph.
Well, all the radiology textbooks say you always do it from the top downwards.
Oh, so there's some logic.
James, I'm wondering, you're a biochemist, I'm just wondering what gives gold its special properties? Why do we like to wear it as jewellery?
So actually gold is interesting because it's not interesting at all, really, in terms of like...
an oxymoron.
Yes, because in terms of chemistry, it's actually really unreactive, so which is why, you know, we can use it for so many things, and it's actually quite easy to extract compared to other things that we might use. But also that means that it will last a very long time, so it's a very good kind of measure of wealth, for example. So if I had a gold bar and I had it for 100 years, it wouldn't really change, whereas if I had an iron bar, for example, it would probably get rust on it and then become, you know, which is iron oxide, because the iron is reacting with the oxygen. So and gold doesn't really do that. So and it's just very malleable, it's very easy to use, but it's also just rare enough so that everybody can have some, but not too much.
Amy, can you tell us about the psychology of gold, though? Because there's no doubt about it, for generations, people have found gold particularly valuable and attractive. So why do people, A, like gold, and B, like jewellery, full stop?
Oh, there's a few different theories about this. And I think one of the reasons why people like jewellery in general is because it can sort of signify things which might be a little bit awkward to communicate with words. So, for example, a wedding ring, perhaps. It's there, it's a symbol of marriage already. You don't have to say it, it's already there. So that's kind of already like a nice body cue that you don't have to tell people. Also, if you wear a necklace, you know, you might want to draw attention to specific areas, but not want to say it. So for that reason...
I've never thought about it like that, but you're absolutely
right.
Yeah,
it's kind of like this underlying subtle signal thing, which is really cool. But then there's also sort of like more anthropological reasons to jewellery, and gold is status, monarchy, a sign of wealth, and also a sign of love and belonging. If it's something that's bought for you by someone that you love, then you wear it and you feel loved and like you belong somewhere.
Wonderful. Wonder what I'm getting for Christmas. Amy, thank you very much.